So we're doing Tana de Beilio, and we're holding the second chapter, the 14th paragraph, Perek Beis, the letter Yud Dalet. Davar Acher, an alternate understanding. Yom li yom yabia omer, when King David said in the song that day to day implores of us to sing, to say God's praise, Zet Torah Nevi'im Uktuvim. Day to day is a reference to the Tanakh, to the Bible. And the continuation of the verse, V'layla l'layla yichav edat, and night to night implores of us to know that God is running the world. Night to night is a reference to the oral law, Eidu HaMishnayot, that is the Mishnayot, the oral law. And Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma and other places that the written law is compared to the day, because it's enjoyable and clear like the day. You open a Tanakh, you read, you basically understand more or less, and that's like the day. And the Mishnah, the oral law, that's compared to the night, because just like at night, it's difficult to see where you're going, so too the oral law is so difficult and complicated. When the Jews were given the written law, they said, Naseh v'nishma, God, we'll take it. When the Jews were given the oral law, they said, well, and then God had to hold the mountain over their heads because they didn't really want it. It's much more difficult. There's a whole long Medrash Tanchuma expanding on how difficult and complex and complicated the oral law is, and how really the Jews didn't want it. So that's why over here the night is a reference to the Mishnayot, to the oral law. The verse continues, En omer ve'en devarim beli nishma kolam. No one's literally saying, there are no words being said. It's not like you could hear their voice. That's a reference, Elu alachot. That's a reference to the laws, the traditions that we have on how to rule, because that's things that are said in private. Our sages said, the laws that we have on tradition, the Talmud, you don't go in the public square and publicize it to everyone. That's things that a Rebbe gives to a student in private. B'chol ha'aretz yatza kavam, and then King David continues and says, they've gone all across the land, their path has expanded across the land. Elu agadot, this is a reference to the stories that our sages told us, that people readily tell over, wherever you go you could hear it, and even the common folk know them, and that's also a part of Torah, Shem kachin shmo agadol behin, that the stories of the Torah, they sanctify God's great name, as our sages taught us, that the stories are really what implant within a person years shemaim. When we hear the fantastic stories that our sages taught us, whether they're to be taken literally or not, they still attract one's heart to the Torah. Yeah? You want to do one more, or we'll pause here? Okay.